The GP I saw referred me to Selly Oak Hospital because he was a locum and he'd got a friend who worked there. And I went along and saw the consultant. In September 1973, the consultant's name was Dr. Blatchford, wonderful man. And he said that I had to go in as an emergency patient, because they did in those days, and I had to go home and get me clothes and that and go back the next day, and I was in for a fortnight. And initially they put me on a very high dose of insulin. I kept falling about all over the place. But after about a fortnight, they said I could go home, and then I just was left then to get on with it, really. So I came home with a lot of little metal needles and these syringes, and I got myself a saucepan to boil the syringes up in. And in the hospital, they didn't let you actually go out, but they tried to give you things to do, like helping to give the flowers out and doing the washing up and, you know, things like that, just to keep you active so that you got some idea of balancing your movement as well as your insulin. And I was put in a critical ward, which was quite an experience because of people coming in with heart attacks and suicides and, you know, acute asthma cases and things. So, but it's very interesting. You got to know all the different cases. But even back then, I can remember, because they talk about the shortage of nurses now, and I remember being very ill in the middle of one night. And it was a two-storey building, like an outbuilding. And I was wandering all over the place in this kind of daze, looking for a nurse to help me. And eventually this nurse was coming down the stairs from the ward above, and she picked me up and sorted me out. So things were bad at night nursing anyway, even back then.
Can you remember what kind of training you got to do injections?
I can't actually. I mean, I don't think I did the standard thing with the orange. I suppose they must have just showed me, and I did it, you know. I don't remember. The injections really weren't a big thing as far as I was concerned. I was more worried about the effect the insulin was having on me. But I never worried about the injections. The only thing that bothered me was knocking the air bubbles out of the syringe, because I still get air bubbles, even in the plastic ones now. But it used to be quite a job, I thought. And I was terrified of getting the wrong dose, you know. But no, that's all the training, if you can call it that, that I remember having. They sent me home with a packet of glucose to put in water if I felt funny, which was absolutely disgusting stuff. So I just bought sugar lumps from then on, and that's what I still use now. They've tried giving me glucose tablets, but I don't like